Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 7. It's a chilly one here at Bryan High School. It's been cold all week. Going into this week, as we know, huge
game. It's the Wampus Cats, baby.
Huge game. Everybody's talking about it, you know, but the mindset going into it, same thing. You know, it's just like we just got to just be chill and just play it like it's another game.
Same mentality, different focus.
Same mentality, different focus. Focus is maxed out. Focus is high this week. It's week 10. We need to play our best football in week 10. So, yeah, and we want to win a conference championship, so right. We got to go get one, baby.
Biggest thing this week, mm-hmm. Not that we're playing Buck James, not that it's going to be the biggest game in high school in Arkansas high school history, man. It's that we're going to win a conference championship.
Yeah, that's
put
the goal.
5 feet up there.
That's the goal. You know, last week we played North Little Rock senior night. We killed North Little Rock. I mean, I'm telling you, everything that we had in our game plan, we used it, and we killed them with it.
Yep.
Threw it all over it, ran all over them. You know, I mean, it was just domination. It was 49-7 at half.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first bad beat we've had on North Little Rock in a while, I feel like. You know, North Little Rock used to be pretty good. Going into, like, my sophomore year, that was their last good team my sophomore year.
Yeah.
When we had them in the playoffs, we barely beat them in the playoffs, I feel like. But, but that was a bad beat, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. I think it was just mainly – it's just we know what's coming. And I feel like – intensity's been ramped up at practice.
Oh,
intensity's been ramped up here at school. Everyone, like, there's doubt in people's mind of what we're going to do this year. And I think, like, the football team understands that we got to prove the doubt wrong, honestly. So,
yeah.
Speaking of last Friday, it was senior night. What was your experiences on senior night last Friday?
Well, I mean, I'll go first. It's sad. I mean, you never, you know, thinking like sophomore and junior, you never think you would get to that point, you know, and just think about it. But, I mean, it happened really fast. And it was just, I mean, you just walk on the field with the parents and they say your name and that's it. And that's your little recognition for being a senior. So,
from my perspective, a lot of bull crap, man. You know, just another game. It's about football.
It's about football.
And then they made me go out there and take a picture of my mama and my daddy. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
Two great individuals that raised me well. You know, gave me good principles, Jesus and all that.
Yeah. You know?
And, I mean, a lot of respect for them. And it was like, I think it's more a thing for them than a thing for us, to be honest. So.
Yeah, definitely a thing for the parents. You know, they've been here since day one for all of us, like seniors, and they just watch us, cheer us on. So we thank you to all the parents, senior parents too, and all the people that came to support.
They do more than they have to, honestly.
Yeah, especially
like, we're appreciative for that.
Our moms and our like parents for Bryant is different. Like it's been crazy how they just provide like meals and all that good stuff, snack bags, and they just get better each year.
And they just like go up there and like decorate the locker room and like
And,
like it's just something about walking to the locker room and just seeing different scenery and like seeing like that people actually like people care for you.
It's a committed community, and we appreciate that. So I want to say thank you to you guys. And get back on the football side, you know, Conway this week. You know, Buck James, he left us. And we remember that day a lot more than other people do because it was, what, a Saturday? Or I think it was just a random weekday, and it was during a break.
Let me say. All right, so it was right after we got out of school.
Yeah.
We're getting that. It's that week before we're getting ready for going to summer practice.
Yeah.
I remember. And it's not dead week. So we're up at the field house working out. I think Coach Clancy let us in. And we're just up there working out.
He let us in on like an afternoon or was it morning?
It
was a morning because we were going to go work out at Tate's house after.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I just remember we hear a door slam. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
I think that was right after.
Right
before. We were in the field house, and we get a message that's like, Buck James leaves Bryant.
Yeah, someone said it in like a group chat.
It was Garrett.
Yeah. We were like, what? And no way he left. Like, we're here. We're in the building. Yeah. There's no way he left. And we were like, whatever. And we keep working out. And it's like, it's just a rumor. And then we get up, and we go to his office because we're in the indoor.
Yeah, we walked around the hallway. And we see Coach Bach. Coach Bach went to his office, slammed. I'm talking, that door slam was loud.
Coach Bach slammed the door. And
some choice words were being used.
I don't even know. We just remember looking at his desk. There was no computer or no nothing. It was kind of cleaned out.
No personal items, really.
No personal items. That's what it was. Yeah. And we were just like, wow, that's got to be true. And, I mean, well, it wasn't even – it's just like it made us angry. And it wasn't because he left. You know, obviously he got a great opportunity in front of him, and he went and attacked it, which is fine.
Great opportunity, a lot
but
of money.
What's the bad thing about it? He didn't tell us. He didn't tell anybody on his team. Yeah. He didn't sit us down.
That's what stings.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't. he didn't cry or,
like,
you know.
We're recording this on a Thursday, so day before a game, and we're doing yoga, which is, like, where we, like, just reset for the before game day. And Coach B's giving a speech. It's really, like, he came, he did what he, like, he took everything that he thought was able to take here, and he left.
And 100%.
No Thanksgiving to anyone, so.
And, yeah, our guys are starting to just, like, this whole week we've been pretty serious, I'd say, you know. Tuesday, you know, contact practice. We offense didn't do too hot because defense was amped up. And then yesterday we killed defense. So if we play how we can play, how the Bryant Hornets can play, we will win the game. I mean, the game, like Coach James used to say, the game's already been decided.
That's right.
But it just depends if we come together and play together. That North Little Rock win, if we could play like that, we can win the game. Mm-hmm. But we need to play harder because they're going to play hard.
I mean, but something like everyone, like especially like in like social media and like like in school, they talk about Coach James. They talk about, like, what this game means to means about that. But in reality, it's just the Conway Wampus Cats versus the Bryant Hornets, and it'll always be that. It's not quad versus Buck. It's not it's not our seniors versus their seniors. It's the Bryant Hornets versus the Conway Wampus Cats, and that's what it's been for, like, the past 3 years, and that's what the coach has been talking about all this week.
Yeah, and I know it doesn't really seem like anything to us, especially because, like, last year, like, you know, me and Conley are seniors, so since sophomore year we've been winning, and that's all we know how to do is win. And, like, it's always been, like, win, 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 win. And it doesn't mean anything to us, but having a new head coach and two brand new coaches come in, an offensive coordinator leave, you know, a head coach leave, and technically a defense coordinator moved to head coach. You know, that is crazy, and that's a lot of pieces missing. And for us to go 8-1 right now, are we 8-1? For us to go 8-1 and be on the verge of almost, like, hopefully winning a conference championship against Conway, that is good, you know, for a head coach to come in. First-time head coach, I think.
Yep.
First-time head coach, Quad Sanders coming in and just running a program, and we don't realize it because all we know is win. Like, this is big for him, too.
I think it's, like, some reason, like, people at the school, like, our school have been asking, like, are y'all going to win?
Yeah.
The only reason that, like, the doubt is there, and the only reason they think that that Conway has like, is going to be harder to beat than they have any other year is because of Buck James. Because we have a one next to our record.
Yeah, we have a one next to our record, yeah. And
so everyone knows that we can be beat, but the train keeps rolling.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're the team to beat. You know, they haven't beat us, and we've played them for the conference championship the last 3 years in a row, and we've beat them. Our sophomore year was, I mean, we should have lost
down
the game.
The wire.
Yeah, but we ended up winning. And I don't know, we're the team to beat still. I mean, we have a one next to our winning record, and that sucks, but we just got to learn to bounce back. And all our guys are fired up, you know. The way Coach B puts it, he's like a father figure that, you know, Coach James is a father figure that left us and didn't say anything to us. And and that's just really, it does sting, like Conley said, and it sucks. So hopefully getting out there in that game, we play with purpose, but we don't play like our heads are cut off and we're just running into stuff and trying to just cause havoc. We need to play like we always play, and that's how the Bryant Hornets play.
Just leave you off on a positive note. I think about the game. And I've said this a lot this year. And about, like, me, my first year start and whatnot and all that, it's that you replace the people that have been in front of you. And the same way that I replaced Colm last year and the same way that someone else replaced me next year, it's Quad took his mentor spot, and the train keeps rolling. We're still going to win state championships. Just like whenever seniors get replaced, we're still going to win state championships.
It's
and that's
the
big thing.
Next man up. Yeah. Next man up, baby. You know, these tickets have been sold out, and it's crazy. Man. I know they're selling some at the gate, but they've sold so many tickets. So many people have bought. Like, they were supposed to last from Monday to Thursday, and the first batch sold out Monday, like, morning.
600 tickets sold in 2 hours.
600, yeah.
And then this morning,
400 more tickets
sold in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
so it is insane, and it's going to be a huge crowd. I mean, it's going to be nothing like we haven't played in front of before. I mean, we've played in so many state championships,
Salt Bowls.
I mean, it's just like it's just going to be a big crowd. We know that, so we know how to keep ourselves, you know, chill while we're playing. We don't know if the crowd's going to get to us. It shouldn't. It doesn't really get to, like, the O-line.
I mean, we're working in practice. Like, we're really only depending on Coach Box signals this week, and
Yeah, I mean, we're just here to play, man, and I think we got a shot. You know, I mean, we've always had that shot. So, I mean, I think we're just gonna come together and play well.
As long as there's just 1 second left on the clock, we still got a shot.
Oh, I love that. Love that.
That's amazing.
You know, also on the football side, but a little different. Girls football Powder Puff tournament is Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Little beef across the table right here. I play Conley's team first.
How y'all feeling?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm feeling first. I feel great. You know, my team's ready to go. They're good to go. You know, I not much to be said. I haven't talked as much. You know, I've just been like, you know, let's have a good game, guys, and let's play hard. Conley's been kind of on the talkative side lately, saying just throwing out jokes and stuff like that. But, let you guys know, the team that we scrimmaged, we beat them 28-0, and they didn't even get a first down. And Conley played that team, and they only tied 14-14. So that just shows that my team is physically dominating. So I just got to lock in my girls like we're locking in for Conway, and then we're going to win.
Well, I mean, now that you've heard it from Matt's side, from my side, I think Matt's team is the team to beat, and I will say that. I'll admit, he's got a bunch of athletes on his team. But you know what they don't have? I don't think they have enough heart and enough camaraderie to win this game.
It's just not true.
I mean, and to be honest with you, I think that's what my team does best. We play with each other. We pick each other up, and we're just we have a great game plan for them. We know what they're gonna do, and we're gonna go out there and give them our best shot. Bill's Angels are gonna win.
The sassy scorers are gonna know what's theirs, and they're gonna take it. You know, you got a great offense coordinator in myself. You know, drawing up plays inspired by Coach Jones. I mean, we've got three different formations. I mean, we are going to hopefully dominate. 21-0 is a skunk, so. Hopefully we can get to that point. If we don't, we don't. But we play good defense.
Actually, for clarification, Matt was talking about his 28-0 earlier. Literally, the other team he played said they cheated the whole time.
We did not cheat. Rules.
And I'm not saying that you didn't, but I am saying that the other team said you did.
Audience, what does a team always say that gets killed? They cheated. The other team cheated. They cheated. No, we physically whooped on them. We got three picks, no first downs, given up, and scored every time we had the ball except for one drive.
Hey. We'll see Friday. We'll see Saturday morning.
We will see Saturday morning after we beat the Wampus Cats. Mm-hmm. All right.
We will. Yeah.
You know. That's right. I mean, I'll say I'm nervous for the game. Are y'all nervous? It's always good to be nervous.
I feel great.
Right now. You don't feel. I mean, I'm a nervous guy.
I don't know why, but the first game I was. I mean, Benton. I wasn't too nervous, but for like the first play, and you can watch the film. I did false start. You can see it a little bit, and I false started, but I don't know why I was like so tight up about it. North Dakota has a pretty decently big D lineman, and I don't know. I was a little nervous, but I think calm the nerves, just calm the tension, is go out there and do what we do best, play football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after you know, our coaches always preach it after like the first two, three plays. I mean, the adrenaline just runs down, and then you're just playing football. So that'll how it be. It's gonna be a cold one. Just we can't have mistakes. Mm-hmm. Simple mistakes. If we don't have them, we can torch their defense, hopefully. So
whoever has the least amount of mistakes win the football game. As simple as that.
Probably. Yeah, I like that.
We're two equal caliber teams, and just one will prevail.
Yeah, but we are playing with a purpose. They are too, but our purpose is, I feel like, a little more.
Yeah, it's a little more personal for us.
Personal. It's personal. This is a personal game. That's what Coach B was saying. There's games and there's personal games. This is a personal game where, I mean, we took the him leaving personal. So, yeah. And Conway's ninth grade team beat our ninth grade team in a thriller. I don't know if you guys heard about that. I mean, we were at the game.
All over the news, Twitter.
Everywhere. It was 7-6. Bryant was winning. And they go to kick a field goal, like, last, what is there, like, 10 seconds on the clock?
They ran it down to 1 second.
They ran it down to 1 second, and they're getting ready to kick a field goal. And we block it. Right? It's 7-6. We block it. We're on, like, the sideline. We go out. We're celebrating with our ninth grade. Like, good stuff, guys. Like, we just won.
Oh, yeah. We were dancing out there celebrating. And then
all of a sudden.
Yes, bro.
Every single ninth grader that came up to us to dap us up and stuff and say what's up, they all turn around, and they see Conway celebrating. We're all confused. And they're like, and the announcer goes, I've just been told Conway won the football game. And apparently. Bro. What happened was, after the field goal got blocked, everybody stormed the field. The ball was still in play, but the ref blew it dead.
Yeah, the ref blew the whistle.
The ref blew the whistle, and then, you know, everybody just scattered on the field, and then a Conway kid picked it up, ran it in, and then he scored a touchdown, and so they had Conway.
That's personal for us.
That's personal.
Yeah. 5 years of conference. Five years conference championship.
Undefeated.
We haven't lost. Undefeated. We've been undefeated since 2022 in ninth grade. So, I mean.
No.
2022, class of 2022 is one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Class of 2022.
So, like, 2018.
Yeah. I mean, we've been undefeated for that long. So, it's like, you know, that's personal, too. And I said, don't worry, we're going to get it back for the ninth grade.
Oh, hopefully. It's back. It's back. It's
back in blood. Back in blood by Pooh Shiesty. Let's do it.
Bro.
But yeah,
I mean, like, even like the news story that KATV did it on it, like Steve Sullivan, the sports guy, is like clowning the refs. He's like, yeah, and they're out here blowing the whistles, and Conway picks it up, and the refs look like they're having a little party over there, yeah, just standing around in the huddle.
The ref, like, there's a clear video of the ref like waving his hands, waving the ball off.
Oh, it's bad.
He blew it, and then that's why everybody's mad. So, I mean, hopefully they can get that one back. Maybe a little like review. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know.
But
Buck was in attendance.
Buck was in attendance, and we saw him. Did not say a word to him.
Nope. We don't like that guy.
Mm. Well, it's not even that we don't like him. It's just we don't appreciate what he did. He just left, you know. But you know, I mean, he was a good coach.
We can shake hands after this game.
We can shake hands after we beat him.
That's right.
Hopping in a little fun segment here. I mean, you know, I was asked this the other day. And it's like, if you were given a time, let's say 2 months. You're given a time of 2 months until you die. What's the first thing you're doing? Or, like, what are you doing within those 2 months? Conley, you want to go?
Man, think just keep it on keeping on, man.
Keeping on.
We're going to go win state championship, and there ain't no better way to die than being a three-time state champion. And so, I don't know. I don't think I'd really change much. I mean,
you just, after the game, just grab your heart and just fall down. And just, that's it, man. That's a great way to go
this
out.
This one's for you, baby.
That's a great way to go out. This one's for you. What about you, Bert?
Probably my lifetime once is be in a rodeo.
Bull riding. Peter Rodeo?
Yeah.
Oh, I never see that one come out of Bert.
Look, yeah. You want to go bull riding?
Bull riding.
So you're trying to die before your estimated time.
Well, I mean. Got,
I like got that, Bert. Lid, but I like that works, answer. Man.
A little PBR?
A little bit of PBR.
A little bit of PBR? I'll be there and watch. I would probably, me, knowing.
Well, before you go.
Okay.
Is this coming from the song by Trace Adkins? I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. And I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
Oh,
sorry.
But I mean, he had to throw that in there. He had to.
Sorry, I just want to shout out that song real quick. Because he went bull riding, he was dying.
Personally, me, I'm eating as much food as possible. I mean, I just, you know, you just got to eat, man.
So just another day of Matthew's life.
Another day of Matthew's life, but a little more food. And then playing video games for sure. Talking to the family, you know, just saying my goodbyes. But you can't make it sad. You got to make it happen.
Oh, I wouldn't let anybody know, I feel like.
I would let people know, just, you know, I don't know. I feel like I would.
But then, like, I don't know, just something about, like, a pity party. I'm not about that.
Yeah, but I would just make the best out of the situation, you know. Maybe, do we get it? If we get a Make-A-Wish, I'm definitely, that should be the next question. If you get a Make-A-Wish, what's your wish?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, when I was young, I'd watch them Dude Perfect videos and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I always want to be that kid. That, like,
yeah, me too.
Go to, like, DPHQ.
Yeah, Dude Perfect. I've been watching them a lot lately. Like, they're, especially with this podcast, they have, like, overtime, and it's just, like, but they video it. It's not just audio, and they have like segments and stuff, which are cool. And I want to do that maybe one day. So, that's inspiring.
Always want to be that kid in the Make-A-Wish video, but not really. Like,
I want to meet David Dobrik, dude. I mean, he just lives like a great life, and he has like a good friend group. And I'd meet him. That'd be cool. What else? I mean, you know, like I said earlier about me having a few months left to live, I'd definitely skydive. I feel like that's just—it's cliche, but it's like. Just jumping from a plane at such a high altitude is something cool to me.
Yeah, I've seen people like skydive for like their senior year. I want to go skydiving.
I want to go skydiving too. I mean, it just sounds. I don't want.
You want to go together?
Yeah, we can go together.
Hold hands on the way down. Like do those, like one of those like cool circles and you spin.
I mean, we can. I don't think we're gonna be able to hold on. But my biggest fear is the parachute not just not clicking. And then we just free fall. That would suck.
You'd be dying anyways.
It'd be a fast way to go out though.
Oh, like, long way.
Yeah, like if you just like the parachute doesn't. That would suck.
But like, I think you die instantly, right?
Well, yeah, but then you have to think about it as you're falling. Like, man, this is it.
No, you don't think about that. You just think about the experience you're having.
What? You just think about free falling from feet? You'd probably faint.
No.
Yeah, you'd faint, 100%.
If you're soft.
Audience, you'd definitely faint. Yeah, if you get
like talking to third person.
Yeah, got to talk to the audience. Like, you know, I'm just not saying right away because you don't faint right away, but like if you get like close to the ground, like you faint. You have to faint, right?
I don't know.
It's a free fall, man.
No, never been free falling.
Or a heart attack, you know, like just have a heart attack mid-fall.
That's
not how
that works.
No, that's definitely
heart
possible.
Heart attack is where your heart stops beating.
Yeah, like you can have a heart attack from just like freaking out.
Well, you'd be beating really fast. That'd be the opposite.
What? Oh,
heart attack's where it stops.
What if it keeps going so fast and it like explodes? A stroke.
Dude.
I don't even know what a stroke, like, I don't even know the difference, to be honest.
It's something with your nerves.
It's something. Like, an aneurysm. Your brain explodes or whatever. Implodes from the inside. Okay. I mean, that'd be something.
How about we just, like, stop talking about death?
All right. Yeah, sorry. Well, we have 2 months left to live. I mean,
we're beating the Cotton Wobbles Cats. Then we're going to state and beat the Fayetteville Bulldogs.
And then we're dying right there.
And then we're going to die on the field, and they're going to bury me under War Memorial Stadium.
Bury me under War Memorial Stadium. That's how we should end. And name the stadium the Belder, Billingsley Elder.
What?
No.
Terrible take.
No. Millingsley Field.
Just call it Bill and Elder Field.
Bill and Elder. The Bill and Eld Field.
Why'd you abbreviate your last name?
Burke ain't in there. Burke ain't in there. You know, he ain't. Shut up, Burke.
Burke's invincible. He's never dying.
Playoffs. Obviously, we're going to the playoffs no matter what, win or lose this game. The win against North Little Rock solidified our first round bye, so we'll have a first round bye.
Well, no matter what, we'll be there. Be one or two in the Central.
We'll be
definitely one, though.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully, we're one. But we'll have a first round bye. If we beat Conway, we play 2 playoff games at home
against a West team.
Against a West team, and then once against either a Central or the winner of a Central or West team. Yeah. So usually it's a Central team, though. Yeah. So, but if we lose to Conway, which we won't. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. We
get a first round bye.
That means we get a first round bye.
And then we'll play.
And then we'll go to probably Fayetteville or Bentonville.
No, Fayetteville or Bentonville will be the semifinal. We still get one home game.
Okay, then we'll have a home game for the first round of the play. And then the second round, we got to go up to Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah,
and
just for Thanksgiving weekend.
On the road.
Thanksgiving
yeah.
weekend.
Which we don't want. You know, obviously, we don't want to play on the road.
I mean, but, like, there's still much so toss up in the air. Bentonville West play this week. That's the 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I don't know who Fayetteville plays, but, like, there's a lot of good games. Greenwood, LRCA.
Yeah, a lot of good games this week.
I mean.
All the Week 10 matchups are going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. So, ours is definitely the biggest. I'd say we're the game of the week. Well,
speaking of rankings, we're, like, one of the top games in the nation.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
I think we're number 7 on Max Prep's list.
In the nation?
Yep.
Yeah.
And really all of this is literally just because of a coach that left and went to a rival school.
Well, a coach with 5 state championships. Who he earned at the previous school just leaves randomly and doesn't say anything. I mean, the storyline's there, and
it is.
Storyline's gonna be good for one side or the other.
Yeah, wish your Brian Hornets luck, man. You know, going into this postseason, but we got to worry about Conway first. That's the end of the episode. We will see you guys in episode 8. Peace.
Later, guys. Later.